Good evening. Welcome to Cumberland County Board of Supervisors. This is our regular monthly meeting. It's February 10th, 2026, at 7 p.m. Call to order. I will now call the February 10th, 2026 meeting of the Board of Supervisors to order. This meeting will be conducted pursuant to the bylaws of Cumberland County, Virginia. Board of Supervisors to ensure a fair, orderly, and safe meeting. Excerpts from the bylaws pertaining to public conduct during the meeting have been posted outside for your review. Mrs. Branch, please call the roll.
Mr. Hamlin?
Here.
Mr. Newman?
Here.
Ms. Tyree?
Here.
Mr. Stimson?
Here.
Mr. Song?
Here.
Thank you. Please join me in pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, thankful for the opportunity to serve our community. We ask that you be present in this meeting, guide every discussion, decision, and action that takes place. Grant our Board of Supervisors wisdom beyond our own understanding, clarity of thought, and hearts committed to fairness, integrity, and compassion. Help us to lead with humility, courage, and respect, always mindful of the people we serve. May our conversations be productive, our differences handled with grace, our decision rooted in what is just and beneficial for the greater good. Let unity prevail, even in moments of disagreement, and may mutual respect govern us all, govern all we do. We ask for your protection and blessing over this community, our families, our workers, our schools, and all who call this place home. May today's work move us closer to peace, progress, and prosperity for all. We offer this prayer in your name. Amen.
Mr. Stanley, County Administrator, comments?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, first I'd like to take the opportunity to recognize our County Employee of the Month for February 2026, and that is Mr. Clarence Bates, a transfer station attendant. Clarence is being recognized for his many years of dedicated service and the genuine care that he shows to citizens on a daily basis. He takes great pride in his work and consistently goes the extra mile to ensure everyone who visits the Madison Transfer Station is treated with respect, patience, and kindness. He's got a great presence, strong work ethic, and he's committed to the county. It doesn't go unnoticed, and he represents the very best of public service. So our county's better off because of his dedication. I just wanted to take the opportunity to recognize him. I have one other item. It's not on your slide deck, and quite honestly, I'm going off script a little bit, but I just realized when I looked over to Ms. Branch maybe 2 minutes ago that this will be my last organizational meeting with the board, business meeting with the board. And selfishly, I want to take maybe 45 seconds and say thank you to the board. Thank you to the staff, and thank you to the citizens of this county for welcoming me and allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. It's been an absolute honor and pleasure. It's not something that you take lightly. It's not an easy job. I grew up son of a pastor, school teacher, married into a police family, so I know what public service is, and I know I didn't want to be a doctor, didn't want to be a lawyer, but I know I wanted to help people. And to be able to do that cooperatively with you all, it's pretty awesome. So I just want to say thank you. It's been an honor. So.
And now on the consent agenda, Mr. Stanley, can you please provide an overview?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, two items for your consideration on consent agenda for this evening. The first is the approval of the bills. The second is the approval of the minutes from your January 13th Board of Supervisors meeting and your February 5th workshop found on pages 1 through 38 of your packet. Glad to take any questions.
Comments by board members? I'll give you a minute to finish reviewing. Do we have a motion to approve? So, second.
Mr. Hamlet? Mr. Newman?
Aye.
Ms. Tyree?
Aye.
Mr. Stimson?
Aye.
Mr. Sonnen?
Aye.
And next, state and local department agencies, community service provider report, starting with Cumberland County Public Schools. Dr. Schultz.
Athletics is in full swing. We're actually finishing up. Our boys right now are number one in the district and number one in the region, and we'll probably host the whole way through both tournaments as long as they win. Girls are second place in the district, so they've got a nice seat for the playoffs that begin Saturday, so we're looking forward to that. And our indoor track team travels Saturday to Rappahannock County for the Region B regional track competition. So, pretty excited about our athletic programs. Our elementary school was recognized Friday the 6th. We were in Richmond at lunchtime for a presentation of an award to them. Their instructional leadership team received an award from the VATLL, Virginia Teaching and Learning Leadership. So we're very excited about what's going on at our elementary school. During the winter weather event that occurred the weekend of the 24th, I want to give a big shout out to our staff. We had central office administrators, our custodians, transportation people, and our maintenance person showed up to make sure everything was going smoothly. We were ready to open up even if the roads weren't ready for us. We also, the Friday before that event hit, sent home 3,200 meals with students to get them through. Over 800 students took home 4 meals apiece for that week that was coming up with the weather. And we opened up Wednesday through Friday of that week for people who wanted meals or needed meals to come in, have meals, get warm, charge devices, or get water if they needed it. So, and we were excited. Some people took us up on that. It was nice to see them. Looking ahead, we have our division spelling bee on the 19th of February at the elementary school that starts at 9 a.m. That same day, we have a public hearing on our proposed budget with the school board. It'll be in the cafeteria. And our National Junior Honor Society inductions are tomorrow evening at the complex, if anyone would like to come. That's a great ceremony. This month is also School Board Appreciation Month, and we also recognized our school counselors last week at the School Counselor Week. And finally, just a reminder, our next school board meeting will be on the 16th, which is a change just due to some events that occurred that we had to postpone it. So 16th is our next school board meeting. Hope to see you. Thank you all.
Thank you. Next meeting on the Brian Lack.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Stamey. Congratulations and good luck on your future endeavors. It's been good working here for the short window, it seems. And over time, we've either. Good luck. again, Brian Locker, Assistant Resident Engineer, Residency Administrator, Farmville Residency. Just business as usual, at least with respect to the budget. Again, this is a maintenance budget. This does not include snow. That's been expended over the past two or so months, trending below, just below the plan line, and again, those dollars will emerge towards the end. The this slide here too is carbon copy from last month. Really nothing to report other than Plan Mix project will be coming up in spring. And we'll just get down into the maintenance items for the month. So I'd be remiss not to speak of snow. We all had a burst here in Cumberland County on Friday. Hopefully that was the last of it, but only time will tell. The takeaway of this event was there was no injuries, not only in Cumberland County, but in the former residency. So for the events in the past month, that's really a testament to the guys out there doing the work on the roads. And getting a job done. We're a very safety-focused organization, and it shows. So I just want to thank the gentleman for that, and give him kudos as well. Buggy signage and beacons. Again, the follow-up this month is we are this much closer to getting the grant money. When that is confirmed, I will again let you all know. Let you know what the next steps are for that. Citizen inquiry, Clinton Road study is still ongoing. The commitment is by the end of the next meeting, we will have the final findings for that. Route 60 school enforcement, the signage was approved last month, and the permitting process is in the works. So the installation of that is not driven by VDOT, it's driven by the applicant. So I do not know what the schedule is at this time. Last month, the inquiry from Mr. Newman and Mr. Stamey regarding the pavement markings here on Route 60 and a crosswalk. The paving schedule, it's not been confirmed. It will not be this fiscal year, possibly next fiscal year. It's really budget dependent. And assuming that this section here gets paved, and when it does get paved, that would be a good opportunity to address the pavement markings. So more to come on that. Specific to the crosswalk there, Mr. Newman, there are warrants associated with crosswalks, and there is funding and pavement marking, so I can follow up with administration, I can follow up with you independently next month or so to give you more detail on that, but it is feasible that we get a crosswalk. There's just a process of doing that. The other update I have here is for the secondary six-year plan. Mr. Stamey's replacement, I guess I'll be coordinating with them. But starting March, April, May, we'll go through again the funding that's available, and we'll revisit the roads for the next fiscal year, for next year plan. That is all I have for my report this month. Are there any questions for me at this time?
No. Thank you, Mr. Longhead.
Thank you, sir. Good luck, Mr.
Stamey. And that's the finance report. Screws.
Of the board. The first item we have for you this evening is the monthly budget report. That's for the month of January. You can find that in your board packet on pages 39 through 48. That's for your information, but I would like to take any questions if you have them. Department was able to fill the new role. I am requesting requesting that the board appropriate the funding for this position for December the 1st, 2025 through June 30th of this year. The total appropriation request is $41,727. This total includes salary and benefits.
And do we have a motion to approve the appropriation of $41,727 for animal control?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Hamlin?
Aye.
Mr. Newman?
Aye.
Ms. Tyree?
Aye.
Mr. Stimson?
Aye.
Mr. Song?
Aye.
The next appropriation request is on page 54 of your board packet. The Virginia Department of Emergency Management, through the Radiological Emergency Preparedness Program, has allotted $1,000 to the Emergency Services Department. The funding has been used to equip the county's EOC with flat screen monitors for incident planning, action planning, and weather station monitoring. The funds have been received by the county. It is my recommendation that the board appropriates $1,000 received through the 2026 REP allocation to the Emergency Services Department current budget.
And do we have a motion to approve the appropriation of $1,000 for the EOC?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Hamlin?
Aye.
Mr. Newman?
Aye.
Ms. Tyree?
Aye.
Mr. Stimson?
Aye.
Mr. Song?
Aye.
The final request can be found on page 57 of your board packet. The Cumberland Volunteer Fire Department applied for the FY26 VFIRS hardware grant from the state's Fire Program Fund to purchase a computer. The Virginia Fire Services Board approved the funding and awarded the grant to the department in the amount of $700. These funds were deposited to the county's checking account. Consequently, these funds have been remitted to the Cumberland Volunteer Fire Department. The funding received from the fire program funds were distributed to the grantee from the county, so I am requesting that these funds received and the expenditure we appropriated be appropriated in the FY26 budget. This funding was not supplemented with any additional county funds.
The motion to approve the appropriation for Cumberland Volunteer Fire Department as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Hamlin?
Aye.
Mr. Newman?
Aye.
Ms. Tyree?
Aye.
Mr. Stimson?
Aye.
Mr. Saunders?
Aye.
Thank you.
And next we have the planning and zoning report. Stephanie Johnson.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Stephanie Johnson, Planning Department, Planning and Zoning Administrator. This evening for you, I do apologize. The monthly report did not make it into the actual packet, but it is included in your folder. I believe it is in the back folder of your packet. So tonight I have for you the planning projects update for the month of January of this year. For pending zoning questions and requests for conditional use permits and rezoning, these have not changed. CUP 2501 for Kenny's Place, that is still pending, although we have not heard any news on that one recently. A conditional use permit 2502 for a radio tower for Seventh Day Adventist Church. I have been in communication with several members of that church, and we are actively working through that application process. The next we have CUP 2503 for the Verizon Tower for property owner Mr. Wayne Lipscomb, which is on your agenda this evening. CUP 2504 for Camp Parsons, that we are also actively working through the site plan process for that project. CUP 2505 for Mr. Osborne Carter, this is a parcel where they're trying to replace an existing home, but the lot is less than an acre. They could apply for a variance through the Board of Zoning Appeals. However, we chose to go with a conditional use permit to address the lot deficiencies. That way, if for whatever reason something were to happen to the home that they're planning to replace currently, they will have set setback requirements. So it wouldn't be restricted to just the home that they're currently trying to replace. The setbacks will be in place permanently for that parcel. So as long as they can meet those setbacks in the future, they could replace that current home with whatever size home they would choose to going forward. Rezoning 2402 for the Cumberland Industrial Park. The county is looking to rezone that parcel from M1 to M2, but that application would need to be completed by the EDA, as they are the owners of the parcel. And then rezoning 2501 for Valco Investments, and that was a request to rezone from R2 to B1. For the zoning permits issued, there was 1 commercial accessory, 5 residential primary, 6 residential accessory, and 2 farm structure permits that were issued. There was 2 subdivision, minor subdivision surveys that were approved. One was for a 2-lot subdivision, one was for a 5-lot subdivision, and there's currently 52 that are pending. For surveys and site plans, there was only 1 that was approved for a single lot, a survey of an existing parcel, and we have currently 35 that are pending. For erosion and sediment control permits, we do have 5 that are currently commercial projects that are currently open. We do have the 2 solar sites on Cumberland Road. I have a poultry litter shed off of Old Buckingham Road, a new poultry facility off of Bell Road, and most recently we approved a project for a wetland mitigation project that's going to be about 64 acres along the James River up in the Cartersville area. For residential erosion and sediment control permits, we issued 5 in the month of January. And then lastly, on the second to last page, we do have the potential code amendments that should be considered for the county as well. And with that, I'll be happy to take any questions that you have.
Any questions for Mrs. Johnson?
Thank you very much.
And Mr. Beasley, County Attorney's report?
Mr. Chairman, nothing to report this month.
Thank you. We are going to pause 1 minute. Public comments, agenda items only, was committed from the agenda items. So we're going to allow Betty Myers to come to the podium. She can address comments on agenda items. Only individuals who signed up for the public comment period will be allowed to speak or call upon by the chairman. Members of the Board of Supervisors or county officials will not respond directly to questions asked during the public comment period. Instead, answers will be directed through the county administrator at a later date. Please provide contact information on the sign-up sheet to all proper responses by the county.
My name is Betty Myers. I live at 577 Deep Run Road in District 1. I just have a couple of comments this evening. Number 1, I think the handling of the school children on Friday was done very well. I would happen to be one of the people that got caught with the snowstorm and caught the traffic, and it wasn't a pleasure. I know there's a lot of discussion on the internet and in the paper, but I think the school administrators handled it appropriately. The other thing is, I sure would like if you all followed up on certain items in the agenda. For example, we were told on December the 22nd that Greenridge has not yet signed, as of that date, Greenridge had not signed the host agreement. Nothing was said at the January meeting, and nothing was said by the county attorney at this meeting either. The other thing that I would like to say that's in the same vein, it's been almost a year since there was all kind of, just rampage about the courthouse. And here again, we have not obtained any kind of updates about what's going on, so we're going to be hit again, or the citizens are going to be hit in the face again whenever this comes up and we have to, yes, for $35 million for a courthouse instead of keeping us updated. It's progressing. Thank you.
That's all the public comments on agenda items. Next is public hearings. The first is 503 Arcola Towers. Ms. Johnson, please provide an overview.
Thank you so much. Public hearing this evening is CUP 2503 Arcola Towers. Property owner is Mr. Wayne Lipscomb. The contact for, or the agent for the applicant is Mr. Yates, and they are requesting a conditional use permit for a cell tower. The parcel acreage is 61 acres, and the acres that they're requesting the CUP on is only 0.23 acres. The parcel is located south of 913 Trent's Mill Road, and the property is zoned A2. There is an existing dwelling and other farm structures that are on the property currently. Here we have the vicinity map showing you a general area of where this property is located. Here is the zoning map showing the entire parcel and that it is zoned A2 agricultural. And this is the comprehensive plan map in the 2023 comp plan that was most recently approved. This shows the Trent's Mill and Hatcher area, the rural crossroads. This parcel is located just south and west of that rural crossroads area. Here is the aerial map that shows the property in question. We also have the current survey that was done in 2024, as well as the site plan for the project as well. Arcola Towers proposes to construct a 199-foot tall telecommunications tower on a section of the property that's about 100 by 100. They will lease it from Mr. Lipscomb. Access to the proposed leased area will be from a 30-foot access easement that would begin on the existing private road utilized by 913 Trent's Mill Road, which Mr. Jamerson does own. The supplemental zoning regulations for cell towers indicate the preference for those 199 feet in height. A tower under 200 feet does not require lighting per FAA. According to the applicant's simulations, the tower was visible along sections of Trent's Mill Road, Bell Road, and Sports Lake Road. They did provide images showing the possible visibility of the proposed tower, and they were also included in your packet. We do have those images as well as this map that are included, but because of the distance from where the photos were taken to where the proposed tower will be, it is going to be difficult to see on the PowerPoint here this evening. I think with this one, it is tough to see here. I don't even think I can see it from being this close. There is a small red arrow just right of the power pole to the right of the house. That would be where the tower would be visible here. For consistency with the comprehensive plan, the plan says to improve voice data and communication services throughout the entire county. Approval of the CUP and the installation of this tower will further the ongoing progress being made in this area. For consistency with the zoning ordinance, section 74-702 provides for the standards that shall be considered by the PC and the board as part of reviewing the CUP application. All standards in this code section have been addressed satisfactorily by the applicant. Section 74-731 through 745 regulates the cell towers and provides guidelines and requirements for these structures. The application also meets the requirements of these code sections as well. For public engagement, notice of this public hearing was published in the Farmville Herald on January 28th and February 4th. Adjoining property owners were sent notice on January 14th. A notice was also posted on the public hearings page of the county website and on the three bulletin boards in the administration building on the same day on January 14th. One resident called and asked for the location and the GPS coordinates for this project, but that was prior to the Planning Commission public hearing. And since then, staff has not received any communication for or against this project. The Planning Commission did hold their public hearing and unanimously sends this application with a recommendation of approval to the Board of Supervisors this evening. I'll be happy to answer any questions, and also the applicants are here as well if you have any questions for them.
For the board members, any questions? Okay, thank you for your presentation. At this time, we will open the public hearing. Please remember that only residents of Cumberland County or individuals owning real property in Cumberland are permitted to speak during public hearings and public comment. However, no one has signed up for the public hearing. Sir, you're representing the Arcola Towers?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jonathan Hayes, Arcola Towers. It was my boss, Ryan Foltz, for Arcola Towers. Julie DeSilver worked on this project to get to where it is. And this gentleman, Mr. Wayne Lipscomb. We're just here to answer any and all questions the board may have, but I do have to point out, very importantly, throughout this process, we found a wonderful thing here at Cumberland County, and that wonderful thing was Stephanie. We had a lot of questions, learning your procedures. She was so kind, so professional, and we really applaud her. She's a credit to the county. Just a bit of background, this piece of property has been in Wayne's family about 77 years. His daddy grew corn there, raised hogs and cattle. Now Wayne has about 20 acres of hardwood, the rest of it hay. What it means for Verizon, it was a perfect location for them to improve the coverage, which needs to be improved out there very badly. The facility itself is the monopole design, and as Stephanie pointed out, we did have it reviewed and approved by the FAA. It's about 13.8 nautical miles from Farmville Regional, so the FAA had two very important findings: termination, no hazard navigation, and no lights. So everything, this was a win-win all the way around to allow us to bring this important coverage in, and Wayne offered up, so I thank Stephanie, I also thank Wayne. He offered up the perfect location for Verizon and really the perfect property for this facility to cover that area. Thank y'all. We're here for any of y'all questions y'all may have.
Any questions? No. I think everyone's done a fantastic job. There are no citizens signed up for public hearing. So, with no other citizens signed to speak, we will now close the public hearing. We'll now open the floor for board member discussions. Do we have a motion to approve CUP 2503, Arcola Towers, as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Hamlet?
Aye.
Mr. Newman?
Aye.
Ms. Tyree?
Aye.
Mr. Stimson?
Aye.
Mr. Thomas?
Aye.
Next on the agenda is old business. Do we have any old business, Mr. Stanley?
No, sir.
And next would be new business.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Start with the AOP resolution.
Yeah, the first item under new business, Mr. Chair, members of the board. First item is related to the county's emergency operations and continuity of operations plan. Virginia Code 44-146.19 requires that each locality conduct a review and revision of its EOP every 4 years. And through the work of Mr. Hurley and coordination by him with multiple staff members, we've been able to work through the EOP and update the document as required by state code. All necessary revisions have been made and are incorporated into the draft document for consideration. You can see that that's quite a substantial read, but I do want to remind the board that any time that there is, whether it's a state of emergency that's declared locally or at the state level and we have to activate the EOC for the county, that this is our guidebook for that. It contains everything from logistics to financial support to mitigation efforts to recovery efforts. So it's really our guidebook and what guides how we both mitigate and react and rebuild from an emergency situation. So I'll be glad to take any questions. There is a resolution, and I can read that into the record as part of this for your consideration. Whereas Virginia Code 44-146.19 requires that each locality conduct a comprehensive review and revision of its emergency operation plan. And whereas the County of Cumberland Emergency Operation Plan was last reviewed and revised on February 9th, 2021. And whereas the County of Cumberland Emergency Operations recently has undergone a comprehensive review and revision, which has been submitted to the board for consideration. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Cumberland County Board of Supervisors that the County of Cumberland Emergency Operations Plan and Continuity of Operations Plan are hereby adopted in the form and attached effective immediately this day, the 10th of February, 2026.
I have one, sir, and that is, you had intend to sit down and have a dry run?
That's a great question, and it's one that we've been talking about for, gosh, since Darren's been here. A tabletop exercise has not been done in a while, and one of the things that I would recommend, obviously I'm not going to be here to do it, but I would work with Mr. Hurley in the Sheriff's Office and coordinate a simulated tabletop exercise with the Virginia Department of Emergency Management. Those typically, on a small scale, can take about 4 hours, but sometimes they take an entire day. And I would recommend doing that. But one has not been done in several years, so.
But that's the intent?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? We have a motion to adopt the EOP resolution as presented.
So moved.
Second. Mr. Hamlin?
Aye.
Mr. Newman?
Aye.
Ms. Tyree?
Aye.
Mr. Stimson?
Aye.
Mr. Saunders?
Aye.
Next under new business is a resolution reaffirming Cumberland County's Second Amendment rights.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the second item is related to the reaffirmation of a resolution regarding Second Amendment rights as it pertains to Cumberland County. On December 10th, 2019, the Cumberland County Board of Supervisors adopted a resolution declaring Cumberland County as a Second Amendment sanctuary. At the request of District 1 Supervisor Mr. Hamlin, a new resolution reaffirming the previously adopted board resolution from 2019 has been requested for board consideration. The new resolution has been reviewed by Mr. Beasley, and we do recommend that the board consider the resolution as presented. And with that, Mr. Hamlin, would you like to read the resolution, or you want me to read it? Or
I can read it if you like.
Okay. And since you brought it to the board for this evening.
All right, so the resolution reads as following. Resolution renewing and reaffirming steadfast support for Second Amendment rights. Whereas the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States declares that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And whereas Article 1, Section 13 of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia provides that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And whereas the members of the Cumberland County Board of Supervisors have sworn an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And whereas on or about December 10th, 2019, the Cumberland County Board of Supervisors adopted a resolution declaring Cumberland County a sanctuary county for Second Amendment rights. And whereas during the current session of the Virginia General Assembly, legislation has been proposed that would impose firearm prohibitions, magazine capacity limits, firearm type bans, restrictions on lawful possession, or other measures that would materially burden or infringe upon the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens. And whereas the Supreme Court of the United States and New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Inc. versus Bruin, 597 U.S. 1 in 2022, held that government restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms are unconstitutional unless they are consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation and rejected interest balancing or means and scrutiny as incompatible with the Second Amendment. And whereas the Bruin decision reaffirmed that the Second Amendment protects the right of ordinary law-abiding citizens to possess and carry arms in common use for lawful purposes, that modern firearm regulations lacking historical analogs are presumptively unconstitutional, and that through the 14th Amendment, these constitutional protections fully apply to the state and prohibit state and local governments from infringing upon this fundamental right. And whereas the Cumberland County Board of Supervisors recognizes that the lawful ownership and responsible use of firearms by citizens is a fundamental right that predates the Constitution and remains essential to individual liberty, personal security, and the preservation of a free society. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Cumberland County Board of Supervisors hereby renews, reaffirms, and declares its steadfast support for the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution and Article 1, Section 13 of the Constitution of Virginia. And be it further resolved that Cumberland County reaffirms its designation as a sanctuary county for Second Amendment rights and its opposition to any law, rule, or regulation that infringes upon the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms, and be it further resolved that the Cumberland County Board of Supervisors formally expresses its opposition to proposed legislation during the current session of the Virginia General Assembly that would impose firearm bans, magazine capacity limits, or other restrictions inconsistent with the historical tradition of firearm regulation as articulated by the Supreme Court of the United States in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Inc. versus Bruin. And be it further resolved that no county funds, personnel, or resources shall be knowingly appropriated or utilized to enforce any law or regulation that is determined to be unconstitutional under the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States or Article 1, Section 13 of the Constitution of Virginia, except where otherwise required by lawful court order. And be it further resolved that the Cumberland County Board of Supervisors urges the governor and the members of the Virginia General Assembly to respect their constitutional obligations and to refrain from enacting legislation that conflicts with the rights secured by the Second Amendment and reaffirmed by the Supreme Court of the United States, and be it further resolved that this resolution shall take effect immediately upon adoption.
Open to the board for questions or comments. I say you don't have any questions.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to submit that this we have a substitute, or would like to submit a substitute motion to have this moved to our May 12th Board of Supervisors meeting for consideration.
Second. We have a second.
Mr. Hamlet?
No.
Mr. Newman?
Aye.
Ms. Tyree?
Aye.
Mr. Simpson?
Aye.
Mr. Saunders?
Aye.
Next item is additional information. It's in your board packet, treasurer report, DAV report, inspections report, business license report, Commonwealth Regional Council report, approved Planning Commission meeting minutes, approved Economic Development Authority minutes, approved BZA minutes, and county newsletter. The last item we have is a public comment period. I'm sorry, next last item here. Only the individuals who have signed up for the public comment period will be allowed to speak when called upon by the chairman. Members of the board, supervisors, and county officials will not respond directly to questions asked during the public comment period. Instead, answers will be directed through the county administrator at a later date. Please provide contact information on the sign-up sheet to all proper response by the county administrator. The first is Thomas Schwartz. Is that correct?
Well, Thomas Schwartz, I'm with Amora Curie. We're going to be opening the nurse practitioner office. Just want to give you guys a brief heads up on what's going on right now. We're still looking at a May 1st opening. We had the building inspected for asbestos, and they found 192 square foot of linoleum that was asbestos. So I have a company working on getting permits to clean that out. They say it should take about 2 weeks, and then we'll start the rest of the process. We've got quite a few of the insurance companies already credentialed with, the big name ones, including Medicare, Medicaid, and now we're trying to target in on some of the smaller ones. I'm going to put out a social media thing asking people, basically, if you have an insurance, we will try whatever we can to get credentialed with them so that we can accept it with no out-of-network. Other than that, I look forward to having a meeting at some point with all of you because there are some issues that we do need to discuss. And that's pretty much where we stand. We're still hoping for that May 1st. But we'll see what else puts us back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Betty Myers.
My name's Betty Myers. I live at 577 Deep Run Road. Mr. Stanley, I want to wish you the very best with your future endeavors. You've done a lot for the County. Left some things on unfinished, but I don't think that's okay. But that's typical. As you all know, I attend a lot of the meetings, and I've heard people sitting up there saying it's your responsibility to watch people and what they do and what they say. I've seen meetings where people hadn't properly signed up, and yet they were permitted to talk. We had an instance of that this evening, and nobody recognized it. The gentleman sitting in front of me, he talked to a couple of you people, a couple of the supervisors before the meeting. He wasn't aware he had to sign up somewhere. So I think this shows you a lack of maybe notification about where the sign-up sheets are, or maybe we need to make a notice in the morning at the beginning of the meeting where they are. I know where they are because I've been attending meetings for almost 10 years now. But he left here very disgruntled. Did y'all see him leave? I did. Did anybody stop him and say, oh, you can come up and talk? No, nobody did. But yet you allowed these people from the company to come up here and talk, and yet you violated your own rules. So what gives? I don't understand. And whenever you talk about not understanding things, I don't understand how you could have offered or even considered offering a contract to Dawn, whatever his name is, after his employment history with the county. I was dumbfounded whenever four of the five of you did that. Thank you.
Next is April Morris.
For it, the projected date for it to be delivered is on March the 20th. And once that is delivered, this will probably take a week or two to get everything hooked up. Then after that, we got to get all the distributors and everything there to get everything stopped. So we're thinking sometime in May we should be able to be open. So everything is ordered. I talked to Matt Gusty, that's who we ordered everything from. I talked to him yesterday. And he is saying March the 20th is when everything should be delivered to his location in Richmond. He's going to go over everything, make sure there are no damages, and make sure everything works and operating before he brings it to our location to try to hook it up. That's it on the grocery store. Second, I want to tell Derek thank you for the last time to see you and to meet. Appreciate all the hard work you put behind it. You really helped us a lot. I didn't have this out, I did write it down. I'm disappointed at the board for not approving the resolution on the Second Amendment. A couple of reasons, not just for myself, but my children. I came home from work this afternoon, and my 11-year-old was out squirrel hunting. You know, that's what he likes to do. So if he was doing that, you know, when they passed this bill having 10 rounds or more in his gun, you know, he would be fine. He comes with a little AR-22, and it holds, I think, 22 rounds. So something like that, the 11-year-old that can hunt with, they're trying to outlaw that, they're trying to ban that. Make him a felon before he's actually old enough to buy a gun. So I'd like for y'all to take that into consideration. Another thing I read this afternoon, I might have 40 seconds, I'll make it quick, that they passed another bill today on gun control. It says sellers and stores will be held accountable if they sell or transfer two or more firearms. So, in other words, we've probably done 50 transfers in the last 10 days. Come from auction sites, gun broker, Palmetto State. We're not even buying. We're just a middleman that people has to come to get transferred FFL background checks. So they're saying, if I even do that, if somebody leaves there, that gun gets stolen or that gun kills somebody else. I had nothing to do with it other than doing a background check, making sure this person is legal and competent to buy this gun, I can still be held accountable. So all these laws that's passing, I think, is absurd. I agree with them, I oppose them all. You know, that we do need background checks like we have. I agree with that 100% because we've been seeing a lot of things come through our shop that I'm glad they got laws in place for them. So on that, I'll just leave it at that. I want to thank everybody. The board does a great job. You know, everybody can agree to disagree. You all have a good evening.
Next is Tim Martin.
Good evening. My name is Tim Martin. I live at 518 Cartersville Road. This is District 2. I just wanted to bring up the subject of data centers. It's my understanding that there may be an interest in Cumberland County allowing the data center to be built. I have a couple of points that I think we may want to reconsider doing that. First off, Northern Virginia has a very high density of data centers already. I think they have like 40% of all data centers within that Northern Virginia district. In the year 2021 to the year 2024, the number of data centers built has doubled. So you can see this is going to be an exponential growth. and these data centers are not what they present themselves to be. These data centers will promise jobs, and the initial construction will certainly create a lot of jobs, but once the structure is built, very few people are actually required to run these facilities. And those that do run them, they have special job skills. And I would think a lot of those jobs, if not all, will probably come from outside Cumberland County. Another issue, these centers use a lot of water. They have to use the water to provide cooling for all the equipment. They generate a lot of heat, and they have to have sophisticated cooling systems to cool them. And that takes up a lot of water, and that's certainly an issue that I would think Cumberland County would want to address, seeing how we rely on well water. So that would be something to think about. And I think another thing to think about is they use a tremendous amount of electricity. To meet the demand, I understand Dominion Energy has plans to build 6 new generating stations in the broad area of Virginia, West Virginia, other parts of Tennessee. It's a multiple state area. And to build these plants, they're gonna need money. And I see my 3 minutes are up. And I guess I just want to say it's something that I think we should reconsider if in fact there's just an interest in these centers. And I thank you for your time. Have a good evening. And Gina's going to be sorry to hear that she's your last meeting.
I'll give her a call.
Yeah, please do.
And last one up is Reed Kelly.
My name is Reed Terry. I'm one of the district representatives for Congressman McGuire, and I just wanted to come say hello to the constituents as well. I'm on the official side, so basically we do all of the casework and things of that nature, dealing with the IRS, the post office, anything like that. If you guys have any issues, please come grab a bar from me after the meeting.
Now, Chairman and Board member comments. Board members.
I guess I'll go. thank you everybody for coming tonight. Thank you for being a part of this process. This is your meeting. This is your business. And I just want to say everyone that showed up, you showed that you care. I'm going to reserve the comments I want to make. I'm going to reserve the comments I want to make in the nature of anyway, Derek, I want to say it's been an honor working with you, sir. I know there's been some disagreements that we've had along the last 2 years, the 2 years I've been on this board, a little over 2 years, but your dedication to your job, level of service that you put in, the grit and the grind, it's been remarkable. And you have been a tremendous asset to this county. And I want to just say thank you. So, everybody have a good night.
I want to piggyback on that. You've been a pleasure to work with. I know you've gone through a lot. But I just want to thank you again for everybody who represents the county, the people who you've had the pleasure of crossing paths with. And I want to leave out and wish you and your family the best in your future endeavors. Thank you. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I just want to say, I'll piggyback off the call. working with you, well, how many years I've been with you? But I'll be seeing you.
Who's Kim?
I'll be seeing you.
Mrs. Stamey, well, first of all, good evening, everyone. Thank everyone for coming out and attending tonight, bringing your concerns, suggestions, and ideas to us. We are human. We don't know it all. I definitely don't claim to know it all. But I do stand on if we continue to work together, we can accomplish so much more than if we are divided. And Mr. Stamey, you know how I feel about you. Hate to see you go, but life is taking you in a different direction. And just pray God's strength for you and your family. And continue to give the next county what you gave us. They're going to be all right. Because you definitely stepped up and took care of Cumberland while you were here. You brought some great ideas to Cumberland. You worked tirelessly to help us. Even as board members, when we call you, you never shunned us off. You were always there. And so I'm going to miss you, but I'm going to keep your number close by. Mm-hmm. So take care.
First, I've got kind of an unsung hero, Rodney Parsons, who is the, let's call him the architect of Camp Sharon Parsons, donated 60 boxes of food to Delma's Pantry this month. And then I caught him with an entire pickup truck load of drinks taking it over there. Some Gatorade, some muscle milk, I mean, everything that you could imagine was in there, all went to Delma's Pantry. He also furnished snacks and drinks to the three fire departments. So really appreciate his efforts. And everything that he does. The second item I have concerns the schools, and I had a number of positive comments that when that snow hit Friday, that was the right thing to do. Keep the kids safe, keep them inside, keep them warm, feed them snacks, and everyone appreciated it, whether you had a school, kid in school or not. So. Dr. Shores, that hats off to you. That's an awesome job. Finally, Mr. Stanley. Yeah, you have some big shoes to fill. No, he really does have big shoes. I'm sorry, but now your thumbprint's on the county, and I think that's a compliment. You've done a lot, and the residual will do a lot more. We still have a lot of projects that we're going to continue with. We do wish you well. We will miss you, and come back and see us sometime. So.
Oh, I am. I think I'm going to get a sandwich from the grocery store when it opens, so I'll be back. I know there's probably a golf tournament I've committed to as well, so I'm not going to be a stranger. I'm going to be accessible. But most importantly, don't forget the folks you still have. You've got great staff here, and you're going to be just fine. So,
and I do want to thank everyone, all of you, for coming tonight. So, with that, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Hammond?
Aye.
Mr. Newman?
Aye.
Ms. Tyree?
Aye.
Mr. Stimson?
Aye.
Mr. Salt?